Now that's more like it. One night after dropping a 3-2 decision to the Weyburn Beavers in their Western Canadian Baseball League season opener, the Moose Jaw Miller Express rebounded with an 11-6 victory in their first game of the campaign at Ross Wells Park. Moose Jaw got things going in style in the second inning, as after leadoff hitter Austin Gurney was hit by a pitch, rookie Wyatt Tweet would take a 0-2 offering over the wall in right center field for a 2-0 lead. Tweet would finish the game 4-for-5 with 3 runs scored and 2 runs batted in his first start in an Express uniform. "That was a really big team game," Tweet said. "I got my opportunity and I was going to do what I can to produce for the team, and I think everyone on this roster gets it and supports the next guy. Especially our pitching staff today, they were amazing and we just rolled through and got the job done." The contest marked the second straight night the Express had a decent outing from their starter. Matt Vasquez made his Miller's debut and had a few control issues but for the most part managed to escape damage. Weyburn scored their lone run off Vasquez in the third thanks to a bases-loaded wild pitch, but other than that he was able to get the job done, allowing the single run over 3 innings of work, surrendering a single hit, walking 3 and striking out 4. The Millers opened things up with 3 runs in the fifth, beginning when Nate Mensick knocked home Bobby Pockerney with a 2-out single. One batter later, a pickoff attempt by Weyburn reliever Jared Hall would end up well down the first baseline, allowing Chaz Poppy to score from second and Mensick to come all the way home from first with Moose Jaw's fifth run. The Weyburn pitching staff ran into control issues from there, as the next 2 relievers would surrender no less than 8 walks over the next 2 innings, allowing the Express to put up 2 more runs in the sixth and 4 in the seventh to build an 11-4 edge. When a guy throws 4 straight balls, the next guy up is going to take the next one, at least, Tweet said of letting the walks come as they may. "You always have to have plate discipline, and if they're going to give you a free base you have to take it." Once Vasquez left the game after the third, 4 relievers were able to keep Weyburn from putting together any major rallies. Haldon Craig tossed the next 3 innings and held the Beavers scoreless while striking out 3. Gabe Soto pitched the 7th and allowed 3 runs on 3 hits. Tristan Seitz scattered 2 hits in a scoreless 8th and Miles Thomas closed things out, allowing 2 runs, 1 earned, while giving up a single hit. The Miller Express are right back in action on Sunday afternoon as they travel to Regina to face the Red Sox. Tweet is expecting a tough game, but remains confident the team will get things done. "It's going to be a big test for us, but we're ready, we know what we have to do for the team and we'll execute," he said.